And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thanks for joining us here today. We'll get back to more conversations from Commodity Classic 2024 here coming up on tomorrow's episode. But first, we want to catch up on some of the latest news headlines in agriculture here on this American Ag Today. Well, the USDA has announced the finalization of the Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says this new rule is about advancing access to economic opportunities.
That's why we at USDA are committed to issue stronger and newer rules under the Packers and Stockyards Act to provide greater clarity and strengthen enforcement under the Act. In the latest major milestone towards achieving this goal, I'm pleased to say that the final rule, which we refer to as the Inclusive Competition and Market Integrity under the Packers and Stockyards Act rule. This is going to help producers and growers who have become increasingly vulnerable to a range of practices that unjustly exclude them from economic opportunity and disadvantage them and undermine market integrity in the livestock and poultry industry.
He says the new rule will provide more effective standards in ensuring a competitive marketplace.
The Packers and Stockyard Act prohibits unjust discrimination, undue prejudice, and deception, and this final rule will provide for a clearer, more effective standard by which to govern all of this in the modern marketplace.
And Vilsack talks about how the new rule helps make the marketplace more competitive.
The final rule prohibits as unjust discrimination and undue prejudice, adverse treatment against livestock producers and poultry growers by packers, swine contractors, and live poultry dealers based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, marital status, or age. It also prohibits discrimination against a livestock and poultry producer cooperative. The rule will identify retaliatory practices as those that interfere with lawful communications or refusal to communicate, interfere with the assertion of contract or rights or packers and stockyard rights, interferes with the participation in associations or cooperatives, interferes with the exploring or entering into a business relationship with a competing packer or swine contractor or live poultry dealer, and certain other protective activities as unjust discrimination prohibited by law.
Now, the final rule will be effective 60 days after publication in the Federal Register. More information on the new rule is available at ams.usda.gov. Now, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue responded to that release of the new final rule on competition in the Packers and Stockyards Act, saying, quote, "Today's announcement is the culmination of years of work from NFU and supporters of equitable livestock markets," end quote. Now, the final rule comes on the heels of a successful effort by NFU and allied organizations to keep a harmful policy rider out of the fiscal year 2024 appropriations agreement. Such a rider would have thrown out existing rules, prevented future rulemakings, and blocked USDA from making similar progress on the Packers and Stockyards Act, according to the National Farmers Union. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane responded to the news from USDA saying, quote, "While we still have concerns about the unintended consequences of the rule, we are pleased that USDA has addressed most of our significant concerns between the proposed and final rules," end quote. Now, NCBA's concern with regulation has always been based on the rule's unforeseen impacts on standard business practices. However, Julie Anna Potts, president and CEO of the Meat Institute, argues the final rule does nothing to change competition. Potts says, quote, "These changes are simply an attempt to assert even more federal authority to regulate the equities of industry business practices, clogging the federal courts with every contract dispute," end quote. Now, she claims that Congress never intended to give USDA such broad-ranging authority over meat industry contracts and practices, regardless of their effect on competition. The Meat Institute previously submitted comments to USDA outlining legal precedent and congressional intent regarding the rule. Well, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer rose modestly in February, posting a reading of 111, 5 points higher than a month earlier. The modest rise in the barometer was attributable to producers expressing somewhat more optimism about the future, as the Future Expectations Index rose 7 points to a reading of 115. The Current Conditions Index was unchanged at 103 compared to a month earlier. Meanwhile, February's Farm Financial Performance Index reading of 85 was 1 point lower than in January and 13 points below its most recent peak in December. Now, weak crop prices continue to weigh on financial expectations. Also, we see that when asked about their biggest concerns for their farm operation in the upcoming year, producers in this month's survey continue to point to not only lower crop and livestock prices, but high input costs as well. Well, Lucas Lynch is the new chief executive officer for the United Soybean Board, which represents the 500,000 U.S. soybean farmers and aims to create value through research, education, and promotion investments. He's excited about the new role and feels his background has prepared him well for leading the board's 77 farmer leaders across over 30 states.
First off, I'm just very thankful to be in a role like this, you know, from a family farm in South Dakota, studied at South Dakota State University in agriculture, undergraduate there and a master's at University of Minnesota Carlson School of Business. But more importantly, I've had the opportunity to lead in the last number of years, most recently as executive vice president, part of the national leadership team at Dairy Management Incorporated. And then prior to that, I worked as the CEO of Midwest Dairy, which is the state and regional system of Dairy Checkoff. And probably most important launching point was serving as South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture from 2013 to 2016.
Lynch says there are opportunities ahead for U.S. soy.
The great thing is when you're a CEO of an organization, it isn't about me. It's about the board. It's about the farmer. And I trust the farmer voice. And the farmer voice and leadership of our volunteer board of directors has made investments critical to innovation. With over 1,000 plus products in the marketplace today, from turf to tires, you name it, everything in between, the innovations seem to be endless. And that's fantastic for driving not only volume, but the most important part of that is value. We could talk about having a global marketplace, but getting access to that global marketplace is essential. And when we've done studies in the past on the Mississippi to make sure that we've got the right kind of locks and dams and capacity to get our crop to market, that research that's Checkoff funded has led to many additional dollars flowing in and making the critical investments for the future.
And he talks about priorities for the USB and its board of directors.
Sustainability. You know, it's not just a catchphrase. It's in everything that we do. And when the board of directors is talking about the future, it's connectivity, it's innovation, but it's also making sure that we've got the quality from the farm all the way through to the supply chain. You know, you can raise a soybean, but is the quality of that soybean at the highest that it can be? The protein of tomorrow and to meet the demands in the marketplace are critical. And probably one of the most important critical parts of that is our energy as well as our livestock. A lot of folks think of soybean and think of soy diesel, biodiesel, renewable diesel, but at the end of the day, our largest customers are poultry and livestock. We need to make sure that we're moving that meal that we produce in this country right through the value add of our animal agriculture.
And you can keep up to date with the latest news from the United Soybean Board online at unitedsoybean.org and every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today. Coming up here on our next program, we'll head back to Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. I had a conversation with Charles Barron from Farmers Business Network, FBN. We're going to hear that conversation coming up on the next American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.